USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first person in the West to be vaccinated against the coronavirus received her vaccine Tuesday in the United Kingdom. 90-year-old Margaret Keenan received the Pfizer and BioNTech shot after the vaccine received approval from British health officials last week. So when will the U.S. see the first of its citizens receive the vaccine? The head of Operation Warp Speed believes we are just days away. Dr. Mansa Slawi laid out the timeline to Fox News.
In the U.S., that same vaccine will be reviewed by the FDA on Thursday, and the FDA may approve that vaccine either Friday or Saturday. Within 24 hours, we will be shipping the vaccine, and within maybe 12 hours from arriving into the immunization sites, the first subjects may be immunized, which could happen on Sunday or maybe more likely on the Monday.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Negotiations continue over a coronavirus relief package, with the major sticking points being a liability waiver for COVID lawsuits, favored by Republicans, and funding for state and local governments, favored by Democrats. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says that lawmakers shouldn't let these hang-ups keep them from passing a bill. The Kentucky Republican says that the country needs a relief package, and that Congress should focus on passing a bill that contains those things that both sides can agree on.
It remains my view that we ought to pass what we can agree on, and I think that's a pretty broad area that includes PPP, vaccine delivery, additional assistance to health care providers, and a variety of other things that are not controversial.
The White House offered a new $916 billion proposal Tuesday afternoon. Treasury Secretary Stephen Mnuchin says the administration's offer contains both funding for local governments and liability protection for businesses and schools. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
2020 has been a rough year for all of us, and a new survey shows that Americans are struggling to find everyday happiness. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
A new survey of 2,000 Americans found that 2020's nonstop flood of bad news took a toll on 75% of respondents, with 70% of the study's pool revealing they are desperate to do something positive to spread cheer each day, even if it means making one person laugh or smile. Well, many people are putting up elaborate Christmas decorations outside their homes. John Hennessy is just one of those folks in Naperville, Illinois. He shares with Fox Business why he's putting up all of his decorations.
I mean, I think this year with a pandemic going on, an election going on, you can't turn on a TV, turn on social media, and have fear and anger in this world, and maybe this just slows people down, brings a little happiness, a little bit of joy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And President-elect Joe Biden has made a pair of selections as he fills out his cabinet. Biden tapped Ohio Congresswoman Marcia Fudge to head up the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack for the Department of Agriculture. Fudge has represented Ohio's 11th congressional district since 2008, and Vilsack served as Secretary of Agriculture from 2009 to 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.